Good evening and welcome to Outbeat Music. Yes, we are playing songs on the radio. And for those who might recognize that familiar sound, it's Sun Bell, former Outbeat Music host, and tonight live here in studio at KRCB. We'll be talking with Sun and her musical partner, Jan Emerson. They'll be performing some live tunes. We'll find out more about their latest CD project and simply catch up with Sun on what's been happening in her life over the last few months. Stay tuned. I'm Michaela Kennan, and it's an evening of songs from the wild and from the heart right here at KRCB-FM Radio, the North Bay's only dedicated programming for, about, and produced by Sonoma County's LGBT community. Studio with my engineer Mary Moore Campagna, our musical guests for the evening, Sunbell, Belle the Cat, and Jan Emerson, both of Sunbell Productions. Before we hear more of them, let's turn to Greg Moralia and the Outbeat News.
Say, 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 tell it like it is.
Good evening. This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, February 12th, 2012. Well, this week was a big one for marriage equality in the United States, starting in Washington State, where following the successful vote in the Senate, the Washington House of Representatives voted 55-43 to approve marriage equality and to send the bill to the governor, who has pledged she will sign it. A spokesman for Governor Christine Gregory said she expects to sign the bill early next week, making Washington State the seventh state, plus the District of Columbia, to legalize same-sex marriage. A round of amendments from Republicans looking to stop the bill all failed. One of the failed amendments had tried to require a referendum be put before the voters before same-sex marriage could be approved. And of course, here in California, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision on Tuesday saying that Proposition 8 is unconstitutional. The court also issued a stay, however, that will prevent marriage equality from resuming in our state until the time period for filing an appeal has expired. 17-year-old Spencer Perry had this to say about the Prop 8 decision and how it affects his two moms.
Hello, I'm Spencer Perry. I'm Chris and Sandy's son. The fight that these people, that my parents have pursued, is a fight that gay people everywhere are fighting. They're discriminated just for being who they are and loving who they love. Marriage equality is the next step to finally showing California that my parents are equal, that our family is equal. I'm very fortunate to live in a home where, with a lot of love. Not a day goes by that my brothers and myself don't consider ourselves extremely fortunate to have grown up with such outstanding parents. But Proposition 8 has done a really, really good job of trying to tear that love apart. When Proposition 8 doesn't allow parents like mine to marry, it isn't just defining their love as taboo or wrong. It says that our family, that my brothers, that my mothers, shouldn't belong. And we don't get to be the same as my friends' families. With this ruling, in the eyes of the government, my family is finally normal. We aren't different, and we don't need a trial to prove that we love one another. Families in the same government that, what Proposition 8 means is that I know that the government that I trust to protect me, the government that has fought for civil rights for centuries for other families, is the same government that turns a blind eye to the violence and the persecution that the gay community suffers. A government that has taken action specifically saying, this minority does not have the rights of the majority. But there's hope. If anything, with this case, we can see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. All of the rallies, the marches, the speeches have pushed us to a more equal society and soon to be a more equal United States. In the words of David Blankenhorn, we will be more American. Thank you.
And here locally, two free seminars that will address many of the new laws that now benefit the LGBT community will soon happen in Sonoma County. State laws, federal laws, and the federal tax code have changed to allow similar rights to LGBT folks and same-sex couples that all Americans now enjoy. Some of the questions these seminars will address include, what are the dangers to avoid while ensuring your financial success? What should be part of your plan and what should be reviewed regularly? Why is it critical to know the unique rules about your retirement plan's assets? How does the federal tax code apply to same-sex couples? And what benefits do unmarried couples not have under the new federal tax code? Wasson Investment Services will host an entertaining and informative presentation that will explore and address many of the differences that same-sex couples face with tax and financial planning on two occasions, on Wednesday, February 29th at 7 p.m., and again on Saturday, March 3rd at 1:20 p.m. Dave Wasson said, there's a huge gap in Sonoma County for financial and tax planning for unmarried couples. This will apply to all unmarried couples, regardless of their sexual orientation. Financial planner Dave Wasson and CPA Brad Whitner will speak, and these seminars will happen at the French Garden Restaurant and Bistro, located at 8050 Bodega Avenue in Sebastopol. Space is limited, so for more information, be sure to call 707-206-9643. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Touching my eyes so much, waking my soul.
absolutely don't want that kind of love knocking on our doors around here. I'm Michaela Kennan. You're listening to Outbeat Music here on KRCB-FM. We've been playing some tracks from Songs of the Wild, the first of Sunbell's musical story on CD and released in 2004. Some of you know that Sun is my predecessor here as host here on Outbeat Music. She has lifelong responded to the vocational call of being a musician. At an early age, discovered her ability to craft words into songs just simply based upon personal experiences and her observations. Her music has won numerous awards and recognitions. She is a member of the West Coast Songwriters Association, and in 2002, she formed the duo Bell the Cat with singer, keyboardist, and co-musical producer Jan Emerson. Jan and Sun, very much a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to Outbeat Music and the KRCB studios.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Michaela.
It's fantastic. You guys are my first live guests on Outbeat Music.
Very cool. It's like homecoming.
I'm glad it feels that way. Nice to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
I was thinking about your new musical work in progress, Center of the Wheel, and how so much of our life experiences involves wheels or circles or reoccurring themes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, when you are inspired to write a new piece, what themes or reoccurring kinds of things come up for you as a composer?
Well, of course, love is always one of the major ones. And sometimes it's just a matter of what is happening right now, you know, in the moment, what's mm-hmm. going on. And fun, something that has to do with fun. I prefer to write upbeat as opposed to depressing songs, although I have some of those. You know, we all need to get that out of our systems, too. But definitely love, I think, is a reoccurring theme with my writing. And there's so many ways to say it, you know, and to experience it and to see other people experience it that, you know, it's Paul McCartney is, you know, one of the typical songwriters out there that would agree with me, I think, that you can't really drive it into the ground. There's so many different ways. And with Center of the Wheel, you know, the whole title of that CD for me is sort of it's a Native American belief, the center of the wheel. I have Cherokee blood in me, a lot of it. And the center of the wheel is about being at a certain place in your life. And that, at the time that I started working on those songs and the idea of Center of the Wheel, I was at the center of what I considered my life. And so it was all about that process. And it just flowed out of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Categorize your work under certain genres.
Well, I think it would start with singer-songwriter. That's kind of where I started out. In my very young years, and that progressed into like a folk and then a folk rock and then sort of like a bluesy rock and indie and humorous, tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy playing with words and get a lot of interest from people out there, you know, just that go, oh, I thought that song was about this or that, you know, and it's like the song on Songs from the Wild, Snuck Up the Pie Song, you know, that's got double entendres in it.
It's amazing how people kind of interpret that according to their worldview,
uh-huh.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really is about making a homemade blueberry pie.
There you go.
Really?
So what makes up classic Sunbell? You know, as you listen to artists, you can immediately pick out a Paul Simon or a certain McCartney sound. What is a classic Sunbell sound?
I guess I would say that I sort of write on the edge a little bit. You know, it's just, I guess I give it just sort of that extra oomph in the song that people just are surprised by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I write a love song, but, you know, it's got that little extra something that people go, oh, that's a love song, you know.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. That's a different way to do it. And it's just something that comes out of me. You know, I don't necessarily try to do that. It's just what is.
Mm-hmm. Do the two of you collaborate on a single piece, or do you maybe write it and then you come in, you, Jan, come mm-hmm. into adding your part to it?
I usually come up with the words and a melody, and then I'll take it to Jan, and I may be playing notes that I don't even know what I'm playing. Because mm-hmm. I'll look up, you know, I'll just try to find things on the instrument that I have never done before. And then I'll go to Jan, and she'll go, what are you playing? And I'm like, I was hoping you'd tell me.
So she just plays strums the guitar, and I asked, well, what is that note? You know, or I'd match it and just find out what key we're in. And mm-hmm. and then we collaborate as far as, you know, if something's wordy, you know, if there's a phrase, I'll say, can we say that where it rolls off the tongue a little easier? I can plug myself for being a voice teacher now.
There you go. Absolutely.
The articulation of the words are very important. The music is a recurring theme. Mm-hmm. But other than the chorus, you don't really repeat words. And then a chorus is designed to be repetitive so that it sticks in somebody's head. Often that's what the hook mm-hmm. comes out of the chorus. It's what is the meat of mm-hmm. this song.
And phrasing as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually pretty good about coming up with a very interesting hook. And Jan has a very unique way of approaching me with some of the things that need to be done that is very understanding and compassionate and delicate. So that's why we've been able to work together all these years.
I think that's key.
You know, it's so hard to find people that you really, really can just be with in doing music. And mm-hmm. and that's been a really good connection, her and I. And, you know, a lot of times I'll get to a place where I'll go from the chorus to a verse, and it's like, it'll be just sort of jarring, and she'll go, well, why don't you put a G in there or something? And I will, and it'll be like, oh, that's so great.
And then I'll say, now an E, now. Let's have that H.
That's great. So, Jan, for yourself, is it the instrumental line or the melody or the lyric? How does your process work?
It just starts with a feeling, sometimes a subject, and the subject will enter my mind, and 20 minutes later I've written the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just comes together, and that's the best process for me. I'm not a prolific songwriter, but there's still time for that.
Absolutely. Do you hear melody lines, though? I mean, as a keyboardist, do you, when you're not even thinking about it, all of a sudden maybe a certain couple of bars of something will come to your consciousness?
There are a couple of bars I have in mind, yeah.
I wasn't thinking that kind of bar. If that helps inspire you, we're happy.
Just kidding.
So let's talk about digital technology, because the two of you have been doing this now for a number of years and have the benefit, the wonderful experience of going from the way music was maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago to mm-hmm. the advent of the digital revolution now.
From tape into digital. Uh-huh.
So you've got a production studio literally at your fingertips with mm-hmm. a laptop computer. Mm-hmm. How has that transition been for you?
It's been really great. You know, I used to make myself crazy just, you know, trying to find little pieces of tape to songs. I mean, the walls would be covered with them, and it'd be like, you know, you'd spend hours searching for one little piece and hope your notes were good enough that you could find it. And to be able to just keep everything inside of the computer and be able to edit it like in seconds. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really fascinating. And doing the first song with the gentleman that helped produce it with me, co-produced it, Terry, totally turned me on to Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. And that was just, I just fell in love with it totally, and I knew right then I had to get the same equipment and just start learning it, and I just love it. It enables me as a songwriter because I am a prolific songwriter, and it's like sometimes I'll just spend days writing songs, and I can't get them down quick enough. Mm-hmm. And to be able to just go in to my studio and start laying them down right away is just, it's life-saving. Mm-hmm. It's so great.
Good.
And, you know, being involved in songwriting contests and all that, too, I'm able to just put it down and, you know, send off rough copies to contests that I'd like to get into, and that's really great.
Are either of you purists when it comes to that old analog sound, or do you really kind of embrace the digital technology and synthesizers and instruments that you can maybe play on your keyboard or...
Oh, yeah, we're totally into that. The old CD, Songs from the Wild, especially on songs like Two Planets and a Tailspin, and, you know, we really got into that. It was really fun adding, like, the sounds from outer space, and some of those are actual recordings from, you know, the guys going out into space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the new CD is the same way. On the theme song for Center of the Wheel, I'm going to be playing my electric guitar with a violin bow at some places in it to enhance the sound.
How fun.
And we have special effects that we play on animated features, and, you know, we're really into that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, we were talking earlier, that's one of the things that I think makes your music fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. It creates audible interest, because if you really just listen to it, there's so many little nuances or little accents musically, a glissando or a little eight bars of this or that instrument that'll come in, and just it from a food standpoint, it's like adding just that right spice at the right time.
Yeah. And on Songs from the Wild, the song Untamed Heart, place where the white tiger is growling is a combination of the white tiger growling and me growling with effects put on my voice. So we have a lot of fun with that. We like to do songs that are cleaner than that too, but you know, I don't mind playing with the digital. You know, why stay in the past?
Yeah.
You can do clean sounds, and you can do just play around with them.
Good.
And I totally embrace all of that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Tell me, both of you, a little bit about your background and how the two of you met, and then how Belle the Cat as a duo was formed.
Sun and I met at a women's jam, music jam, and got to know each other just in the community as well. And we had the common interest. We were making a lot of friends that were in common. So she put out an email broadcast saying she was looking for someone to hook up with musically. And I was just at that point in my life where that's exactly what mm-hmm. I needed and what I was looking for. I'd been playing solo and stopped doing that because I was just getting tired of my repetitiveness, you know. Everything was the same. I was doing cover songs, and like I said, you know, writing doesn't come that easy for me, so I wanted to do original songs, and I was going to need to hook up with somebody who was writing, obviously, so it seemed like a really good fit, and we got together, and I had a studio set up because I was already teaching voice and piano in Cotati. So Sun came to my house, and she started bringing out songs and copies to me, and she had, everything was all arranged the way I like for it to be, and I said, this looks professional. So
wow.
Yeah, we started doing it and became best friends, and we've been at it now since 02. So,
yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Anything you can add to that? Or?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. You know, we just we started right away with recording once we got familiar with the songs and just playing all over Northern California and up into the Sacramento area. And I even made a trip down to L.A. and did a show down there at the Mint. And, you know, we just try to keep busy doing all that stuff. And we both started at very young ages in our adolescence playing music. And it just continued with us. You know, I traveled all over the country and out of the country a couple of times and played music as a solo. And just loved it. And finally, I decided, you know, I didn't start writing songs until sort of a little bit later. It just didn't occur to me. I did poetry. And then suddenly somebody said, why don't you put your poems to music? I'm like, duh. Why don't I? Gee, that's a novel idea. So I did, and it was like nobody could stop me.
That's great. Well, you know what? I think we're ready to hear some live music.
Okay, so cool.
If you guys are ready.
Yeah,
let's
we're
going to
do a song called Tempting Desire, and all of the ones that we're going to play for you tonight are some of our new material.
Excellent.
Tempting desire got me on fire. Tempting desire.
Excellent. Yay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So, and that is a little preview.
Yes.
Of Center of the Wheel, one
yes,
of the songs that will
is.
Be on uh-huh. Center of the Wheel.
Absolutely.
What makes a song memorable? What quality does it have to get you to sing it at 3 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. when you wake up and it's running through your head?
I think that you have to write songs that people can relate to very much. And for the majority of people, it has to be a song that has a rhythm to it and words that aren't too complicated so that it sticks in their head. And it has to be really catchy, for sure. It has to, like Jan was talking about the hook, it's got to have a hook to it that, you know, keeps them uh-huh. and just, you know, just keeps going over it. Because you know how it is when you get a song in your head and it's like, oh, somebody play a new song. I've got to get this song on my head. That's what songwriters want.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you have to find a way to get that, to make that happen.
I was thinking last month on our show, we were talking a little bit about the song Hallelujah
mm-hmm.
and how that has almost become the new Amazing Grace. Look how many... Amazing Grace started out as an old, old hymn, and it's really got a lot of religious meaning behind it,
mm-hmm.
but it is used so publicly in so many public situations that have some sacred tone to them, not necessarily religious, but solemnity or sacredness. And Hallelujah now is kind of taking the place of Amazing Grace, because you start to hear it
mm-hmm.
in the similar situations.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are the kinds of things. What is it? Hallelujah actually has a lot of esoteric meaning to it if mm-hmm. you really look at the lyrics, but it's got that chorus and that melody line that is haunting and emotive, and people remember it no matter who performs it.
Absolutely.
It sticks with you.
Mm-hmm. So. That's really true. I agree with you there.
It's hard to forget Hallelujah, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
say it's so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
And, you know, sometimes I'll just get stuck on a word, or I'll hear a word that'll be like, wow, you know, that'd be good to put into a song. Mm-hmm. And I'll write a whole song around a phrase or a word, something, you know, that just is like, wow, okay. That works, you know.
Good.
One of the next song that we're going to do, She Loves She, is a song that I wanted to write because I really wanted to approach the idea of, you know, there was so much fear over the issue of, you know, same-sex marriages and just, you know, even before that, just same-sex relationships. That it was like, you know, I don't really like to approach too many songs that are, you know, angry. I want to come at it in a way that'll make people just go, oh, that's true. Why am I, you know, why, what's the deal? Yeah, why don't I just look at it a little bit differently, you
sure.
know? And so, you know, that's what I try to do that. Like I said, I've got songs that are, you know, that are like, you know, oh, I need to go have a beer and be depressed or something, you know. And I decided to save most of those for a particular CD
mm-hmm.
and just have them all kind of flock together.
Get them out of your system. And
yep. Put them on one CD. So then when you're really in the mood to just go cry in your beer, you can just put that CD on and cry for the whole CD.
I love that. Well, let's hear She Loves She.
Yes. Okay, cool.
What does it matter if it's love? Tell me, people, what does it matter if it's love? She loves she, everyone should know. He loves he, if it works, it shows. She loves him, it ain't no sin. He loves her round and round again. what does it matter if it's love? Tell me, people, what does it matter if it's love? Quoting lines from old books written by ancient dead men.
Does anybody ever wonder if Jesus really said, what does it matter if it's love,
love? What does it matter if it's love? Passion and love, the world needs more gifts handed down over the years. We found walk full of pride, hold the hand by your side, stand up, declare about this love we share.
Ba 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 ba.
Specific audience or?
No, I try to just tap into everybody that I can, mm-hmm. really. You know, I just want to touch as many people as I possibly can with the music, and so I try to include everybody, mm-hmm. you know, and those that maybe aren't going to relate right away, maybe if they just listen to a song like this, it'll change their mind, you know.
Sure.
And a song that we are working on going to be included in this album is a song called We the People that I'm writing for Gary.
Oh.
For, you know, his show,
yeah,
We the
excellent.
People. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah. And that has a lot of the same, you know, overtones to it. I do, you know, like to definitely do a lot of focusing in the GLBT community, but I don't like to be exclusive mm-hmm. or, you know, leave anybody out.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, you know, all of my life really as a lesbian, I've been pretty accepted out in the world. And, you know, I like to do the same thing.
Sure, sure. So Center of the Wheel is a double CD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like this Songs from the Wild has 14 songs on it. And, you know, Center of the Wheel is like 30.
Wow.
And then that was with, you know, editing it back a little bit, so that was kind of a tough one.
Maybe it'll be a triple CD.
I was gonna say, wow, or, you know, a bonus edition, you know.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. How does it feel, I know you're on Amazon and probably several other internet sites. Name a few.
Well, places that you can buy Songs from the Wild is CD Baby, and that's cdbaby.com/bellthecat. And sunbellproductions.com has all of that stuff on it. But the main website for Bell the Cat is bellthecat.biz. And then songsfromthewild.com also. And I've got a Facebook page and a MySpace page. And Songs from the Wild, you know, I've been getting a lot of airplay. We've recently had a song picked up by a station called Indie Castle, which is in North Carolina. They picked up To the Moon Alice. And then they emailed me and asked me to send the whole CD. So I did that. And then I belong to a lot of different websites that I, you know, go on to put, upload the music and create a profile to get it out there. And so it's being played all around the world. And every week I'll get, you know, emails from fans that are in Australia and Holland and London and France and Spain and Italy. And, you know, and it's just, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's
it must
very
have been
exciting.
Must have been a personal thrill the first time you realized somebody downloaded
one
of your songs in an MP3 version.
And I know.
It's on their iPod.
Totally. And, you know, I went to one website and I you know, they keep a record of how many people have just come to the website, and then they keep a record of how many people have listened to, you know, each song or whatever. And it's like there had been over 8,000 listens, and I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. That's fantastic.
So it is. It's just, you know, I just totally, when that happens, I'm just like, I just rise up off of my seat, you know, I sort of levitate.
Do you walk on air too, Jan? Do you just
on clouds?
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. I remember like the first time I heard my voice on the radio. And that's been a long time ago. But I was also on the original Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
No kidding.
And have the DVD of that. Yeah, I was with a group called We Seven.
Wow.
And one of the guys found out that they had archived all of the old Amateur Hour. They were half hours, actually. But they were in the Library of Congress. So they were able to pay the fee. One of the guys offered to pay for the whole fee to do the processing, and just said, "Merry Christmas, We Seven." You know, we we didn't have a recording out or anything, but then I had a single out, and Sun had something similar to her. Happened years, it might have been around the same time, you know, I don't know, but we didn't know each other, and I was back in Tennessee. So I heard a 45 that I had produced.
Oh, that's
it was a 45,
fun. My goodness. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of like me, except I had done a cassette tape of it. It was Wild Dykes on Bikes, the very first printing ever of that. So that was really fun.
Wow. Jan, what is some of your contact information? You have a website. I know you're a voice teacher.
And it's www.jansvoicegarden.com.
Jansvoicegarden.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you give lessons in voice.
Yes.
All ages.
And piano.
And piano. Mm-hmm. Do you do voiceover training or anything like that?
No, but Sun does.
Yeah. That's a field I really want to get into along with music licensing. And so I'm pushing the edges on that to get that happening as much as I can do.
Good. Let's talk more about that at some point.
Sure.
Sun teaches guitar also.
Yes, I do. Intermediate, beginning and intermediate.
I love. We just have all this talent. It's just fantastic. Good. Sun, you're also writing memoirs.
Yes, I am.
How does that feel to say I'm writing my memoirs?
You know, I started it a few months ago, and then I found out about a class that I'm taking in Sebastopol, and it sort of has given me even more of a push on it, and I love it. You know, it's really It's amazing once I started, because I was like, well, am I going to remember everything? You know, that's a lot of information. But people have been telling me to do this ever since I was in my 30s. And, you know, so it was like, because I'd start to tell stories and they'd be going, wow, you ought to write a book. So I took them up on it. And, you know, there are lots of stories. As Jan will tell you, I'm always blowing her mind. Pull another one out of the hat.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, definitely. It does go both ways. And, you know, it's really, it just kind of, every time I just start writing, and I've got about 75 pages now. And I started from my very first memory, which was when I was 7 months old, and I'm just doing it chronologically.
Mm-hmm. And, to at least put it down.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's going to have some photographs in it, too, because I have a lot of photographs throughout my life. So I want to put those in as little breakers, mm-hmm. you know, to give a little bit of space. But I've been remembering names way back.
Wow.
And just, you know, it's like amazing. Mm-hmm. There's only one place where I sort of got a little confused that I've got to go and move a block of information. But, you know, other than that, it was like, it's been really easy, flowing good.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you what, let's kind of wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you have any local things coming? I'm playing somewhere?
Yes. I'm also a member of a choir, and we're going to be doing a concert on March 17th at the Community for Spiritual Living, and I'm going to be in an a cappella group with that also. And Jan and I are going to be I'm working on a couple of places that we're going to be playing at farmers markets and stuff like that. Nothing is date yet, but you can always find that out by going to bellthecat.biz to our gig page, because
mm-hmm.
I keep that up and I do blogs and they're all over the place. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, let me say a few thank yous, and then we're probably going to come right down to the last few minutes and mm-hmm. you can sing us out. How's that?
Sure, that sounds
okay?
good. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I did want to just wind down the hour by saying that on this week's Outbeat Music, let me remind you that next week is Outbeat Collage, and Gary and I will be talking with Mark Gallipo, organizer of Queer Contra, an LGBT group that performs centuries-old New England folk dance. That should be real interesting, because we'll probably do some dancing here in the studio. Also, we'll have in studio Petaluma-based singer and songwriter Bobby Joe Valentine, whom many of you may probably know, and he'll be here to talk and perform some of his music as well. Next month on Outbeat Music, it's Pure Country. We'll be doing some boot-scootin' music from the LGBT community with LGBT composers and singers, so stay tuned for that when get your belt buckles on. So once again, our thanks to Mary Moore Campagna for engineering tonight, certainly to Sunbell and Jan Emerson for bringing us a wonderful evening of chat and live music right here in studio, to you, our Outbeat audience, for tuning in and making us part of your Sunday evening wherever you may be. I'm Michaela Kennan. Have a great week. As always, remember to be real, be remarkable. Don't forget to keep a song in your heart. And Jan and Sun, will you just sing us out?
Sure will. This is Sunday Drive. Wake up easy Sunday morning. Car wheels are spinning in my mind. Get the family, go for a drive. My sweet honey right by my side.
Take the route that we love the best. Where we'll end up, we can only guess. Fresh breeze blowing through our hair. Wherever we go, we'll be there. Follow the road to the sunshine. Singing songs, speaking our minds.
further we go, the closer we get. Look at all we haven't seen yet. Sunday drive.
Watch the gauge fill up the tank. The price of gas drives me to think, will this pastime soon expire? Sunday drive become a lost desire.